This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome back. Welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
That's Audrey. Then we got Ed in the house.
Hello. Done.
He's not limping. He has no bandages. He must have done well last weekend. Alpha Site Logistics, serving the Imperial Valley for over 20 years. And if you're ever doing an event out there or you want to do an event, you've never done one before, they are the ones you need to hook up with. They will get you hand wash stations, hand wash trailers, shade trailers, dumpsters, and you know, whatever you need, they've got it. 760-352-8363. That's 760-352-8383. Sorry about that. Or you can get them on Facebook at Alpha Logistics and tell them you heard it right here on SDORC Dirt Radio. So what's up, kids?
Well, happy Sunday. How's it going?
Ho,
ho, ho. Ho, ho,
ho. It's fine.
Actually, a lot of good news in the news, you know, if you're a gun enthusiast.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we heard that.
Yeah. So it's not going to change anything in California because Newsom's going to work even harder to, you know, and they pass some laws, but other than that, you know, everything's cool.
Yep.
A lot of excitement, I guess. I know a couple people are getting ready to go for Nora next year, bringing out a nostalgic Nissan hard body from Sherman Bloch, who actually put Nissan on the map. They found his old truck, and they're restoring it completely, so that'll be huge. I can't wait to see it. So what do you guys got?
You got
a very small list today.
Got a friend. Small list, which is a good thing for us.
So did you bring your trophy in from last weekend?
I didn't.
Did you bring in a box of Band-Aids?
I raced last week at Glen Helen Raceway with the old school Scrambles Racing Group. And Scrambles is what came before motocross, where they would just ribbon out a course in a field up and down some hills, and that was their race course.
Mm-hmm.
So at Glen Helen, they use the truck track, which is different. So Glen Helen has four different tracks. They have the national track. That's the big motocross track that goes over the big hills, Mount St. Helens. There's the REM track, and REM stands for Racing Enterprises Motocross. And that's a club that uses that track. And it's a little smaller. It's a little tamer. It doesn't have big jumps, but it's still good motocross. A lot of elevation changes. And then they have a supercross track, which you only can go on if you're like a licensed professional motocross, and that's for good reason. I look at it, it scares the heck out of me. They also have an endurocross track, which, again, you need to be an endurocross rider. That's like those giant tires and logs and hard, really difficult stuff, and that's more specialty. And they have the truck track, and they have actual truck racing out there, cars and trucks. And so this motorcycle club rents that track. So there were three different clubs racing on the day I was racing. There was the REM was going, the national track was going, and the truck track.
Wow.
So we're all in our own little areas. And they do a flag start, and we race around this course. And it took a long time to do a lap.
Now, that's the track that's got all the houses around it, right?
No, you don't see any houses.
Okay, so I'm thinking of what's yours called?
This is Glen Helen.
Okay, I must be thinking of Lake Elsinore.
Yeah, Elsinore.
Elsinore is like down where the airplanes and the parachuters
the skydivers
go.
But it's surrounded by homes.
There's homes nearby there.
Nearby, right up the edge of the track. That's how bad it's getting over there. Now, Glen Helen, isn't that where you go up the hill? I mean, it's on the side of a mountain.
It's like it's in a valley, sort of, and the track goes up on the hills.
It's pretty awesome.
It's located where Highway 15 and 215 come together on the north. Mm-hmm. It's right inside of there.
Right.
DeVore. Anybody go to the US Festival? They have a big concert facility right on the other side of the hill from it. So Glen Helens, it's a neat place. They have a lot of racing. They've had nationals. They've had Grand Prix, international races there.
It's almost like Carlsbad used to be.
It's lot like Carlsbad used to
Actually, they kind of took up where Carlsbad lost when they lost their track.
That's true.
Glen Helen kind of said, okay, well, we'll pick up the venues, and now it's put them on the map.
So Frank, who ran Racing Enterprise and Motocross, he started at Carlsbad. I used to compete with him in the 80s, and he started a
Calvi MX?
No, different.
Different Frank?
Racing Enterprises Motocross. That's Frank Vreta.
Yeah, this is just a different Frank.
It's a different Frank. I forget his last name. Frank and Myra. Oh, Thomason. So he saw the writing on the wall for Carlsbad, and he moved his whole thing to Glen Helen. And he's been there a long time. He just is retiring from that. He's been running it since the 90s. Like, almost every Saturday he's been running races.
So he's done.
Phenomenal guy, yeah. So the guy that runs the facility is Bud Feldkamp, and he's a legend in off-road. Do you know him or have you met him? I met him at the Off-Road Motorsports Hall of Fame induction ceremony, where he's an inductee.
Mm-hmm.
And I introduced myself, and I said, hi, I'm a fan. And he said, oh, give me your information. I'll join your organization. So that was
Did he join?
Yeah, he joined Corva.
Sweet.
That was really great.
Yeah.
So I was reading Malcolm Smith's biography, and Malcolm and Bud were teammates when they were driving cars. So Malcolm raced motorcycles in Baja, and when he got older, he switched to four-wheel, kind of like Larry Rosler did. Mm. And he won more Baja races with Bud Feldkamp as his teammate. So Bud runs Glen Helen, and it's a really great facility, and I hope that place can go for a long time.
Has it got longevity?
I think so. I think it's going to be there. It's a fun place. So I raced my 1973 Yamaha MX-360, which I had bought over a year ago from a guy, a collector in Orange County. He had a lot of stuff, and he sort of gave me enough parts to build a bike. And, of course, it was a big job.
So you had to build it?
So I had to, I broke it down to the frame, and I split the cases of the engine. I bought a different set of forks because the ones he gave me were too rusty. I got other shocks. I took my cylinder and head off, and I sent them to a place called Clem Vintage. So Harry Clem used to run Clem Research, and he was the two-stroke tuner around. His bikes won a lot of stuff. And he went into personal watercraft for a long time, but he came back to motorcycles. And he recut the squish band on my head. He bored the cylinder, and he cut the bottom and top of the cylinder so it was perpendicular to the bore, and then he ported it.
Wow.
So did all that, and I followed his other recommendations for premix and stuff, and break-in, and engine ran pretty good.
And you won.
no, other people finished ahead of me.
So I guess it's not the bike. I used to tell guys I'd hand him my go-kart.
Who is this guy here?
I used to hand him my go-kart.
Can I hand you a pair of leathers?
I used to hand him my go-kart and my checkbook. And I'd say, if I don't win, it better be my fault. And they proved it. It's your fault.
Yeah,
it wasn't the cart's fault, because the cart was plenty. Actually, I did quite well with that mindset. Because, a lot of times money will get you a trophy.
It can. Yeah,
Of buying one outright. But
It seemed like the higher classes with the more expensive vehicles and the bigger vehicles. Yeah.
Here's the key. Did you have fun?
I had a good time.
Right.
I actually prefer motocross to scrambles, it turns out.
Why is that?
So there's a lot of turns in this track. Like long turns. So you spend a lot of time on these turns with no berm. You're just kind of feathering the throttle, trying to get around quick, and then you gun it and you brake for the next one.
So you'd rather have a motocross track.
I like berms and jumps and
something
bumps
that you can bounce off of.
Like just the whole, it's a different mentality.
Yeah.
It's a different flow.
Yeah. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll see if we can't get Ed a trophy in the next segment. We tried the first one and it didn't work, did it? We'll have to find another way. This is SDORC FAM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio. FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by Wayne Miller Tire. By the way, Wayne Miller threw a set of 37s on Action Jackson's Jeep, and they're heading to the East Coast. And she says, I don't know what's up with these tires, but I go faster now than I've ever been. And they're off-road tires. I don't know how she could equate to that on the asphalt. But she loved not only the service, but the price at Wayne Miller Tire. What's that guy's phone number?
619-528-2900. Well, think about that one.
What, you haven't been there in a while?
No.
Usually you're there every week.
Actually, it's been a couple months for me.
Oh, my God. You must not be driving.
Oh, my Jeep's been in the shop.
Oh.
Yes, I have it back right now, just for 2 weeks for it to go back.
Then
to get
back
four.
It goes.
It ran well driving over here. I couldn't tell anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's because you drive little cars. If you drove a real car, then you would know exactly what's going on. Ooh.
Wait, my van's a lot bigger than that.
Yeah, but that's not an off-roader.
No, I stick to two wheels off-road.
So there is an event coming up in Temecula this Wednesday. Are you going to be there?
Yeah, actually I am. I'm going to try and
I
and
might
leave work.
Even take the...
What's going
really?
On in Temecula?
Well, Jessie Puffenberger has teamed up again for the Rebel. Her and her partner are doing a charity event for
and her partner has never navigated
Mavens
before, so this
Mayhem.
Ought to be exciting.
Oh, good luck to her.
Turn
because
left
it
up
is
here.
Hard.
I told her, I said,
Topo
are you guys
going
to be friends afterwards? So they're hugging and they're going, oh, but yeah, besties forever. I go, yeah, right.
Besties forever.
Let's see what the Rebel does to you.
Until Halloween.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And her husband, in fact, I even said it on TV this morning. He's got a Dodge Ram.
Yes.
Support truck.
Yep.
I said, hey, folks, this is when the wife tells the husband, I need a support truck and gives him the checkbook. I said, there is nothing on this truck missing. I said, this guy, he could rescue and pull anything out.
Yes.
And he just grinned from ear to ear.
Oh, yeah. His Ram is built to the tilt. He's got
I'm
everything
at
tricked
it.
Out for overlanding.
Oh,
they've
my
got all the different. Oh, yeah.
He's got components attached to the suspension I've never even seen before.
Yes. He set it up in Glamis with us for January's President's Weekend cleanup out there that we did.
That
they came out
anywhere.
And joined us in Glamis, and he's got the shade structure.
Oh,
he
he's
got custom coffee.
Truck?
Oh, yeah. The whole back end is... Oh, yeah. It's
wow. And then his wife's Jeep is just about his trick.
Oh, yes.
You know, really. I mean, and it's...
I am definitely envious
green.
Of Jessie's. It's called the Arc Trooper.
Yep.
I am definitely envious. She's got 40s on there, the back of it.
Oh,
she's got
God.
It taken out. She's got it custom built in where the spare tire's in the back.
Jeez.
And it's decked. It
like
is,
you said, it's built to the hilt. You could almost buy a house for what she's probably got in that thing.
Probably. That's the truth of owning a Jeep, though. Just empty every pocket. This Wednesday, let's
talk
it
about
out there.
It.
Wednesday, June 29th, it's going to be 5 to 10 at Burgers and Beers in Temecula. They have 30 different vendors that are going to be there. She's got a raffle prizes. Half of it's going to go to their team
and
for raising
the
funds
to
the Friends of the Valley, which is for the the animal shelter, Friends of the Valley.
How
so
cool is that?
It's supporting the shelter and taking care, and it's huge. They're Jessie's really involved in the community. She's really involved in off-roading. They've been doing classes. She just did a free class with the San Diego Jeep Club and I believe the Temecula Jeep Club, where she offered to teach them how to winch and proper tie points
and
how to get yourself unstuck.
And as many people that are buying Jeeps now because
there's
of,
a
either,
lot of newbies.
Either the pandemic unlimited amounts of money coming in for whatever reason.
Yeah.
People are buying it, but
they didn't grow up in and around it.
They don't know what they got.
Yeah, exactly. And learning, it's hard to find classes. Most people, dealers don't put on classes.
No, which
they don't
they
tell
should.
You how to do it. They don't tell you where you need to go.
They don't even know.
No,
unless
unfortunately,
you
half the time.
Unless you were a sales lady at a Jeep store, I mean, they wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah, yeah.
And by the way, she gave you a major compliment. She said that if you'd quit helping people, you would have done way better at the Revelle. She says, but she says, that's the most helpful girl.
You and your big heart.
Well, you can't drive by and you see somebody using the wrong end of the shovel. You know, you got to stop and do a little edumacation and help him get out of the ditch.
Yeah.
I might take the run up myself.
Yeah.
Just because it's such a good cause.
If I were to do it again, it would be different. But I'm definitely looking forward to this Wednesday, June 29th. I'm going to try and get off work a little bit early so I can get up there by 5.
Famous last words.
Because it's going to be like an hour and 20-minute drive for me to get up there. And that's no traffic. So.
Well, at least it's not a Friday night.
Yeah, it'll be Wednesday night in Temecula. Burgers and beers. But the vendors that she has and the people that are showing up and the raffle prizes that
Isn't
they
the
have.
Isn't the who's who of off-road?
She's got a lot of right there in Temecula. You'd be surprised how many businesses
Isn't
are actually
crazy?
Up there.
And they're all down the side of her Jeep.
So I'm super excited for that. And then where
is Burgers and Beer? I could follow my nose.
I believe, isn't it in the, I'd have to look it up.
You're
really
looking
quick, but
at
I'm,
me when I just said,
I
where is it?
I believe it's in the mall parking lot. But
I think
let me
it's
just
in Temecula.
Check.
What do you think?
Well, it's in Temecula, but Burgers and Beers, Temecula.
Are you looking?
Yeah. All right. It says Margarita Road in Temecula.
If you just Google burgers. But I'm just saying, anybody wants to go, just Google it.
Well, it's only 54 minutes from here. It is. It's in the mall parking lot. So if you go, if you know the mall up there, right off of.
Where all the stores are there for their excess products. What do you call that?
Outlet
store. It's
not
that
mall.
No, it's
not that. That's too far. Okay. That's like Elsinore. That's too far.
I'd be driving
too far.
It's
like another hour. Yeah. No, it's Old Temecula Road, isn't it? Or no, it's Winchester. It's Winchester Road right there. And then it's
the
mall.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's
so the 15 up
to
Winchester. Yeah.
East. Okay. So I might just take a run up. I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I got to see what I'm getting that has any kind of decent fuel mileage.
Yeah.
Well, I like when you.
I'm gonna take the Easy up in my Jeep and throw up our Easy up and set up, and I'll be there for anybody if you have any questions on areas up there. I know they just did a Bee Canyon cleanup. You're almost right there to Bee Canyon. I think it's only a half hour further away.
Well, where am I? Since no one has ever gave me a SDORC shirt, I'll have to wear is my Jeep OK shirt. You ever see my Jeep OK shirt?
Just for that, I'm bringing you an SDORC shirt.
Did you ever see my Jeep? Is my Jeep OK shirt? Did
yes,
you see that?
I have.
Does it?
That's a bad luck shirt.
That is a bad luck shirt. I don't
Does
think
it say
you should
if
wear
you can
it.
Read this, turn me over.
No, it says, is my Jeep OK? And it's written upside down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's, I think that's, it's going to be, I think it's going to be huge, really.
I think so too. She has done a lot.
She's
in
a pretty
on
good.
Or,
she's a pretty good little organizer.
She's fantastic. Yeah, she's really.
How many vendors did you say?
30.
30.
30 plus.
That's like a expo.
Yeah, 30 plus.
That'll be
fun.
And you think they're all Jeep vendors?
Not all of them. They're side by side.
Yeah,
PRP
anything
seats,
off road.
Onyx off road. Rock Jock's going to be there. She's got. I think Curry's coming. Yeah. There's.
Wow.
Yeah, she's got a decent layout for who's coming.
Have you ever
I know the main sponsor is Temecula
and
Jeep
beers?
And off-road. I have eaten at Burgers and
is
Beers.
Good?
It is. I've eaten at the one in Temecula, and I've eaten at the one in El Centro.
I've eaten in that one. That's a good place.
El Centro?
Decent. Yeah, they have
going up?
I may.
We'll take see
your how
classic
my
motorcycle.
Ride it up there.
Yeah.
We'll see. I've been starting work at 6:30 some of the days. So if I have to start 6:30 on Thursday, I'm not going to be up late on
Are you
Wednesday.
Guys busy?
What's that?
Are you
He's
busy?
Getting to operate a huge crane at work the last couple
of
weeks.
Man.
So
you lucky
big
guy.
Mobile crane. It's really cool.
Yeah, I love heavy equipment.
Yeah. Yeah. What was it? 10,000 pound crane?
Oh, a lot more than that.
I asked him, did you get to fully extend the boom?
I was so excited.
I would be too.
Boom came out by itself.
Ooh, look. Oh, my goodness.
It was great.
You got to be real careful with cranes, though, let me tell you.
Oh, I'm not doing heavy work. The other guy does the heavy stuff, but we're moving some light stuff, and it's been a lot of fun.
But I'm just saying, you know.
I've seen the videos of the crane accidents. Oh, my God.
And all it takes.
Third world countries.
Yeah. It takes is one little, oh, shoot.
I think I get this.
Yeah,
one little oh shoot. Yeah. And unfortunately, I lost a family friend about 10 years ago to
a crane accident.
And a crane accident.
No, they'll bite you. Wow. They'll bite you. When you're dealing with that much weight.
Yeah, rest in peace, Matthew.
Yeah.
No, out in our facility, we moved a piece that was 330,000 pounds. And we had the two biggest mobile cranes in Southern California, one on each side. It was really a big deal.
Whew.
I mean,
Yeah.
I just want to drive the crane. I don't want to pick anything up. You know, the guys that go down the freeway and they're hanging out in the front, you know?
The only time I ever got close to it was when I was a teenager and I was with my dad. We were volunteering for the hydroplanes in September.
Oh, and you were picking the boats up?
I got to go help them pick a boat up.
Yeah, but those things don't weigh nothing.
No, but it was so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
And then I got to drive it with a CB. I got to drive a Hummer with one of the CB dudes.
Oh, really?
And I got to pull one of the drags. One of the cars out, top alcohol fuel, Formula boats. One top alcohol boat, and I got to pull it out with and then move it, manipulate it, and then reload it back
so,
in.
So
and
I have to I have to tell you Michelle's H1 story. The first Hummer, bright banana yellow, picks up her mother, goes to Home Depot and can't get out.
Why?
Because it's so big. She got herself into a parking spot and could not get out. She had to have like four or five guys ground guide her out. Okay, back a little bit more. Okay, turn here, turn here.
They are wide vehicles.
She says, She says, I can't believe I couldn't get out of the Home Depot parking lot.
Wow.
Well, their parking spaces are not the biggest.
They are not, which is surprising because, you know, most guys are in work trucks.
Yeah, I'd have just taken up
on the side of it. Yeah.
Just take up two parking spaces. Who cares?
Yeah.
So this crane has three steering modes, and that would be great to put that on a four-wheel drive because the first mode is just the front wheels move.
Right.
Well, the second mode is if the front wheels move to the left, the back wheels move to the right, and you can cut a really tight turn.
But I think, isn't there a swivel in the middle of the crane, too? Oh, okay.
And then the third one is all the wheels turn the same direction together, and it's sort of like crab mode.
Right. Yeah, crab crawling.
You can just move it over.
Yeah.
There's some new trucks that are on the market. When they go into the wrecking yards, you just need to go get all that gear out of them and put them on.
And put them on your
and pull
your
them
personal.
Off. Yeah, mm-hmm.
It would work. Okay. All right, let's take a quick break. SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
PRMI Mortgage. If you're in the military, or if you're looking at a reverse mortgage, or maybe you're just wanting to refi, I know it's a little hairy right now, but, you know, don't be the expert. Let Chris Wiley be your expert. Give him a call at
619-722-1303.
And tell him thanks for supporting SDORC Dirt Radio and San Diego Off-Road Magazine. Boy, I tell you, if you're new in the off-road business and you have not checked out SSORM.com, you have missed out. They've been around since 1982. Steve and Sherry are total off-roaders. They've even got Ed here writing a couple articles a month. What's the topic normally?
It varies. It's the stuff we talk about here, especially the off-road politics stuff.
There you go. So if you want to
see deadline last week.
SDORC one is the endangered off-roader, where we talk our topics from here.
Perfect.
And then he also has another one where he is
the bike shop.
The
shop. She canceled that one.
Oh, did she?
I know. Bummed.
Not enough response.
Apparently.
You know, you ought to go back to her and see if she'll do a Q&A. In other words, if you have a question about motorcycles, ask Ed. And somebody will call in and say, hey, I've got a Bull Taco, and it doesn't do this or it doesn't do that. And then you research out the answer, and you give them an answer.
That would be fun.
And then you do three questions, and the last question, you don't get the answer till the next edition.
Ooh.
Next issue.
That's a neat idea.
That.
Yeah, I used to do it when I wrote for the North County Times. I did a Q&A, and And that was what kept the paper, you know, excited about my article. I mean, they didn't care about me writing a review of a car because my review would be your review, would be your review. But the Q&A made it, was what really drove the viewer, the, you know, the people.
Readership. Yeah.
That's it. That's the word I was looking
yes.
for.
Yeah.
And yeah, so write that down. You know, like ask Ed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
So we've got an upcoming event in July. We always attend El Cajon Off-Road Night. So the El Cajon puts on all summer long the car shows every right. Wednesday night. So July
Charger
13th,
Steve.
Wednesday, July 13th is Off-Road Nights. We will be just walking the event. I don't think we're going to do a booth.
You're going to have a lot of vehicles too, right?
We do vehicles. Yeah, if you get there early enough, if you get there before, you have to be there, I think, between 4 and 5
right.
to stage. And then at 5, they close
really,
it down.
Really,
you've got
to be there like 3. To four,
yeah, 3 to 4 to
if
stage.
If you want a good spot,
and yeah, I don't get off work till 4, so
right.
I'm not. I don't think my Jeep will be able to make it in, but I will be there walking around. You see me, ask me questions, anything. You know, that's what we're there for.
Mm-hmm.
And then immediately that following Sunday is when we are teaming up with Sherry Hendrickson from Pacific Island Brewery, and we are doing Fine Rides and Friends Car Show with San Diego Off-Road Coalition, where we're going to do basically like our own little car show.
But and she hasn't reached out for KUSI?
I didn't think about KUSI for this.
You were definitely dropped when you were a child.
Actually, not more than once. I have the scars to prove
just,
it.
That's why
just last week you got dropped.
That's why I'm giving you a pass.
Last week I got dropped.
Should we call our
you
basketball?
Fell out of a trailer?
Yeah, I fell out of my fifth wheel.
How could you fall yeah. out of a fifth wheel?
I was stepping down off of out of the fifth wheel. I stepped from my top step down. I hit the middle step. My ankle gave out, and I fell. And it's back in between that and our house. And so I kind of oh
it's
yeah,
steep
I,
and it's
I,
tall.
I kind of whacked my head again. I think I may have cracked a bruised rib. I've got bruises up and down. I'm good, though. It was not that bad.
You say that every time.
Yeah, yeah. It just only all took right. me down for a couple of days.
You
yeah.
look good.
Thanks.
I don't
thanks.
See your any bruising.
Yeah, no, yeah. I've hidden most of it. You can't really see most of it. All right, yeah.
She's fully clothed, so we...
See, you're only allowed so many concussions, too, by the way.
Yeah, right. Believe me, I
you
know the
what?
Doctors have warned
you
me my next kid
one. You need to wear a helmet when
I was
you're
just
awake.
Don't
that.
Even, you, my husband already says that. Don't give him ideas. This is not funny. I'm not wearing a helmet, okay?
Wait, I think I have the perfect helmet for you.
Yeah,
like a
gonna,
rock climbing kind of?
Oh,
like,
no, it's got to be full
listen.
Face. No, it's got to be
oh.
full face.
I only okay. have a couple of scabs.
It's
got to
be full face.
I'm not. I know. That's what my
lot.
Husband says too.
I'm going to call
the
her.
Last one you should have seen. I had black eyes.
Hey, we could get it painted. God. Mark Lewitt could paint it up really cool for you. I mean, you need a full face helmet.
Guys, I love you. I'm
and
not
shoulder
wearing
pads.
A helmet.
And
if it
knee
happens,
braces.
It happens. It is what it is. I know. I've
so
lived
Dave,
a great life.
Last
and...
time she fell down the stairs, I got her a T-shirt. And it has a picture of a staircase with a body
was,
upside down. And it says, I do my own stunts.
That was I was in the house and I rolled down from the top of the stairs of the house down my whole stairs. That was
so
like 2.5 years ago when I did that
so
one.
So now you're in a
and
one level house, hopefully.
No, yeah. We still have the 2-story house. But this was only 3 stairs and it was outside out of the fifth wheel. But I think I did more damage this time than I did that time.
Well, it's because of probably reoccurring.
Yeah, that's part of my issue.
So my wife.
The last time the doctors told me the next good hit, is my
dead.
Last hit. Yeah, yeah, I could go brain dead. So
famous last words.
Yeah.
So my wife's at City of Industry doing a dog show. By the way,
up in LA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I told her, I says, well, when you get to turn 3, stop and just say a prayer, because that's where I broke 4 ribs and punctured a lung on
what?
A motocross. You know, trying to learn to do speedway.
Yeah.
Yeah. I crashed big time.
Speedway? So where? Costa Mesa?
It was a class. It was a class put on by the speedway guys.
Yeah.
You
there,
were at a,
is it at Pomona?
At a speedway class, you fell and got hurt?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Because this chick went high and I went low to pass her. She was a pro. I wasn't. She came down in front of me and stopped.
Oh,
so I went up and over.
Is there brakes on those things?
No. Well, these were actually stock Yamaha 250s with street tires because they wanted us to get the slip and slide.
Oh.
Brand new ones. And yeah, and I'm laying in the dirt. You know, that dirt's not soft. That dirt's
like the
hard.
First half inch is soft. Yeah. And then under that, it's
I'm laying there.
Water. I know that feeling.
Yeah, I know. So I should have known not to go when I got there. And they said, for safety, we have a box of Band-Aids and a bottle of Advil. So that was my first signal to get back in the car and go home. And then the second signal was when they put me in a really nice helmet and a really nice pair of boots. And that was it. I got
nothing in between.
Well, I had a flimsy shirt and flimsy pair of pants.
Ooh.
That was number two.
Yeah. No race suit. And then no chest protector.
And street tires on the dirt.
And street tires. Oh, that's number three.
That's number three.
Yeah.
So what model Yamaha was this?
It was about just a little 250cc. Hmm. Wasn't anything stupid crazy, but it was fast enough. I mean, because see, they wanted you know, I guess when you do the speedway, you're supposed to get up on the edge of the seat, you know, not on the flat, you know.
On the side or the front?
On the side of the seats.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
You know what's funny about Speedway, which is counterintuitive, is that they hold the gas on hard in the turns and they let off in the straightaway. It's just weird. So
but these were stock bikes. They were just, and they,
you weren't on a Speedway bike.
No.
Which make a lot of horsepower. And they weigh 150 pounds.
See, I would have done that. Yeah. Oof. And no brakes.
Oof. No, and there's no brakes.
Yeah. Well, this
which
I probably
sounds
wish.
Terrible, but nobody has. All the motorcycles don't have brakes, and they all go through the turn together.
Oh, I watch those guys. You know who's really crazy on that is Scott Delosio, who calls in from Paris Auto Speedway. And when those guys take off, I mean, you know, you'll see them flipping in the air, and I mean, there's nothing to them, and they scream. But yeah, this was a class that I was invited to participate in. It was so, and that was only 3 years ago.
I would. Oh my
and I'm going to be 77 this year.
You're not a youngster.
Wow.
So I pulled an Audrey. Yeah. So I crawled off the track, crawled into the car, and drove 4 hours with four broken ribs and a punctured
That's
lung.
That's an head. I wouldn't drive myself. Oh,
so I drive home.
That's an head.
That's me.
I crawl out of the car. I get into the jacuzzi, and I sat for I don't know how long. I almost drowned because I fell asleep. And then I got out and I went to the chiropractor first.
Oh, good thing.
And he goes, why is your torso twisted? And I told him, he goes, oh, okay. So he says, you need to go to the hospital now. I go, why? Just trust me. Go to the hospital now. So, okay. So I drove down to Kaiser and I walk in and I said, I need to see the doctor. Yeah. And she looked at me. So I guess my face said, you need to see the doctor. You know, and my breathing was like... So went to the doctor. He examines me. He goes, you know how old you are? I said, I'm not here for you to critique my age. What's wrong? He says, you got four broken ribs and a punctured lung. I said, is that bad? He said, well, it must not be too bad. You're standing here. Well, what can you do about it? Go home and don't do this again. Just relax. And so that's what I did.
Yeah.
With mine, they had to drill a hole in the side and drain the blood out.
See, I didn't have that.
That you weren't quite as far as I had.
That. But I had to drive all the way back, and I needed gas in the car, and it took me 20 minutes to get in the car.
Very slow and careful.
So I went to a gas station, and I seen this homeless lady come walking, and I thought she was going to panhandle me. So I was ready, man. I had $20. Just fill the tank up, and I'll pay you $20. But must have been what she seen, because she turned around and bolted away. So I had to do it myself.
That look on your face. That guy's scary.
So I can't. So when I sit here and bag on you guys, I have no room to talk. So I thought I would share that story with you so that you won't feel bad that I'm just bagging on you when you fall out of a trailer.
Ed bought me a shirt that says, I do my own stunts, and it shows a stick figure rolling
down the stairs.
Yeah. I,
And you haven't learned. And you haven't learned yet.
No. Yeah.
And
no.
I gave it to her at a meeting where I got everybody's attention. I said, I'd like to get
Audrey
here.
With this.
I'd like to make her presentation.
With
I'd like to thank her for all her fine service for our organization. And she took a week off, and this is what I'd like to give her.
Yep.
Here's it. I think you were pretty embarrassed.
Okay. I was.
I'm sure your employer just says, you're going where this weekend?
Yeah, I know.
Because you do, you need to come back on Monday.
I know, my poor employer. I've missed so much work. I don't know how they still employ me. Yeah. I don't even know. I'm good at my job, so you know when I am there, I get the job done.
Yeah,
it's
that
just,
helps.
Yeah, unfortunately, I haven't been reliable lately.
So. No, you just.
I would hire you. You do get the job done.
I do. When I'm there, I get the job done, you know?
No matter how long it takes and what it takes to make it happen.
No.
Yeah, well, you know. But at least you're enjoying. You know, I tell you, you got to write a book.
I live life to the fullest.
Got
to
write a book.
I should write a book. You're not the only person who's told me that.
Yeah, but you got to start writing your stories down on it. Like I told you, get a diary, just like I told all these young kids.
You forget the stories.
Because your memory's going to go away.
And you forget the details.
Oh, it already has.
Yeah, you bang your head so many times.
How many concussions?
I missed a week of work last month, and I'm like, why did I miss work last month? I don't even remember.
Uh-huh. Helmet time. We need a helmet. Somebody want to volunteer her?
We need new volunteers. That's what we need.
I have a helmet from the Rebel.
I have it.
Yeah, but no, we need
a
full
face.
But
it's not a full face one.
Because the way she goes down.
Let's start with that one to get her used to it.
You can't use her nose as a shock absorber anymore.
Let's take a quick break.
Let's take a quick break after we've been bagging on poor Audrey.
I know. That's why I said let's take a quick break. We need to switch topics.
S-T-O-R-C, Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
So tell them about K&J Termite and Pest Control. I'm going to go grab a guest.
Okay, Kelly and Justin, Termite and Pest Control. They're here for any of your pest control needs. You need termites done. You need to fumigate your home. Or are you just looking for a bi-monthly or quarterly pest control service to get those pesky ants out of your home? Give them a call at 619-441-7378. They service my home.
I just noticed ants are looking around in my house. I think it's
the time
of year.
Oh, you got scouters. Yep. It's
scouters
that time.
Looking around.
Yep.
So aren't they helping us with the Lost Lizard Fun Run?
Yes, they do. Last year they sponsored us for all of the kids' prizes. This year they're going to come in and do the same thing and team up with us for the raffle and donating the kids' prizes. So I'm super excited over that. Pam and Kelly own it with their son Justin, Kelly and Justin, Termite and Pest Control. And they are absolutely amazing. I'm really excited to see what we do this year for kids' prizes again.
Do you remember how excited the kids were at the raffle when they won?
We
have a separate area for the kids prizes, so the kids will put their raffle tickets in the bucket to win the kids prize, and those kids would come up. They were so excited. There's a lot of people at the raffle, a lot of people at the event, and they'd come up in front of 1,000 people and like, here's your graham crackers and s'mores. Everybody got a s'mores kit.
Yep.
And then there's some other stuff they got, and we had those mini bikes.
Yep.
Remember the mini, like real motorcycles, real mini bikes.
Yep.
And bicycles. I think we had a couple bicycles.
Yeah, we always do the bicycles too. We always got to get them out.
Any
way you can get your kids outside when they're at home, it's the best way.
Uh-huh. I love that.
So I was talking before we went into the little bashing Audrey session. about our upcoming car show, which is going to be July 17th. Come join us at Pacific Island Brewery from 1 to 5 p.m. On that day, I will be broadcasting or calling in from Pacific Island Brewery for our show that day so that I can help line up.
After the show.
Yeah, and you'll be there after the show so I can help line up the vehicles that are coming in. You can right now send me an email, info@sdorc.org. You can Venmo me the $20 to lock in your place. We are limited on spots there. I think we got 45 to 50 spots altogether that we get, unless I can sell a vendor. If you know, you're listening right now, Off-Road Warehouse, Four Wheel Parts, Vase, Moto World, any of you guys, if you want to come out, Moto Forza, if you want to come out and join us and have a little spot there, or if you want to show off your toy, everybody's welcome. If you don't have a toy, come anyway, because those that are in the public, join us, and you vote for your favorite car, and you are the one who wins or who chooses the winner for, per your vote. The public votes on the winners for the car. So you want to enter your car, anything, bring your side-by-side down, your Polaris Razor, your Can-Am, bring your sand rail down. I've got my next-door neighbor, Ken Stock, bringing in his sand rail right now. He won Horsepower Wars
the
with it.
The one that you rode in at the dunes
that
time?
Yeah, the one that I rode it in the dunes.
Did that thing pop a wheelie at speed when you were in it?
Oh, it popped a wheelie at 100 miles an hour.
Oh, my God.
No, I didn't fall out.
She stayed in.
Not on this one. It was absolutely amazing.
That is a crazy vehicle.
Yes, I absolutely love it. So he's paid his $20. He's bringing it.
Can we get him to start it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love the sound of it.
That's like a symphony.
Oh, my gosh.
When that thing turns on.
How come I don't hear you? I don't know.
I don't know.
No, there you go. Now you're on. You weren't on.
You weren't on?
You weren't on.
I wasn't
Shame
on.
Shame on Chris. No.
I wonder if I can get a spot for a motorcycle.
Yes. Pay your $20. Get a spot for the motorcycle.
See,
have
it's
them
easy.
Come in. Yeah. I actually already put your name down. I was hoping you'd bring the three-wheeler. Either one.
Oh,
but throw
great
it in.
Idea.
Yes.
I got the van.
Yeah,
I'll just throw in a couple things.
Yeah. Throw in a couple things for your spot so we can vote on a couple of them. That would be absolutely great. But $20 if you want to have a spot there. We definitely need it. It's going to be a little mini fundraiser for us. I think Pacific Island's going to throw down 10% of the profit. No outside alcohol, but they do have hard seltzers. They have hard apple cider and then lots of beers. They've got a really good IPA my husband likes.
Hey, have you ever been to B&S?
I have been to B&S Brewery.
I have too.
You ought to talk about them, you know, putting a little event out over there.
Yeah, B&S has offered a couple. They do an off-road night as well, too. Lifestyle Garage just did an off-road event there.
They did that movie preview.
They do. Desert People.
Desert People
does it there twice a year. Desert People does a movie premiere there where they throw either just after the Baja 1000 or just after one of the other ones. But I'm not a big beer drinker, and so you got to have a good beer for me to like your beer.
I'm not a big beer drinker either, but I brought my wife's cousin who is, and he was very, very impressed.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
And they usually have a food truck or a food vendor there also.
Yep.
So
yeah, this, well, third, if helps. You like barbecue and tri-tip and all that.
No, I love it.
Well, that's Thursday nights.
Yeah.
That's Thursday at Pacific Island Brewery?
No, at B&S.
Oh, at B&S.
B&S. Yeah. Pacific Island has
Thursday
different.
My neighbor.
B&S?
My
Can
neighbor
we move
cooks
a
there.
Board meeting there?
You could.
Maybe.
It's huge now.
Sometime.
Sure.
Are you into that? What do they call that where they throw the bag into a hole?
Cornhole.
Those people are stupid. They're serious.
Oh, yeah.
Serious
are you the world
cornhole?
Championships just happened in Las Vegas.
Well, they have them right there. And there's
cornhole.
Oh, no. Literally, you have to compete. There's a
there
national.
No, I know.
There's
I know.
There's a national.
And they
there
come.
Is such a thing as national cornhole.
They come, they come to B&S and the top dogs get to do it indoors.
Yeah.
And the people that aren't as good, they do it out back. And the place was packed.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah.
Championship cornhole.
And and you can win money. I mean, they actually have money prizes, and these people are hardcore serious. So you might want to...
Well, July 17th, our car show, Pacific Island Brewery, $20. Come support us.
That's $20 to bring your car. It's free to come.
It's free to come and partake and be a judge. Because the public is the judge,
and
you vote and hang out and have a beer, and then part of those proceeds go to SDORC, San Diego Off-Road Coalition, so it's going to be a little mini fundraiser for us. This is Pacific Island Brewery in Santee. It's off of Prospect, and I want to say Arnett, I think, is the actual address.
I forget, but it's easy to look up.
Yeah.
I forget the beach.
Because with a name like Pacific Island, wouldn't that be at the beach?
No, it's called Pacific Islander Beer Company because it's a Hawaiian beer. The owners,
is Kuapawa,
Kuapawa Aloha is his.
Yeah,
Kuapawa Aloha.
You just made that up.
No, I didn't. Yeah, he comes to us. He's a member of SDORC and he comes to our
meetings. You don't even speak Hawaiian.
That's why we're getting 10% back from proceeds from Pacific Island Brewery
for
it.
Did you hear Stone Brewery got sold?
No.
What?
He got sold to Sapporo, Japanese beer company.
Sapporo?
And they're shutting them down.
What?
No way.
That's what I heard.
The Arrogant wow. Bastard. You familiar with that?
Yeah.
That beer? That's one of my.
That's Stone.
Have you been to the
Stone
one?
IPA. Is yeah. Bastard.
Yeah. Yeah. They,
have wow. you been to the one in Escondido?
Yeah, I have.
Can you, what are they going to do with those? I haven't
that's
got
crazy.
All the particulars.
Like what? They're taking their competition out of the market?
They're just shutting them down. They bought them for stupid money. And I knew the original owners that started in a garage and used to come to an internet radio show I did way back when. And they came in after me. I think I told you the story. They'd come in with this big cooler, and you hear clinkety-clank, clinkety-clank. Yeah. I go, so what are you guys doing? You saw we're going to do a beer show. I go, a beer show? They go, yeah.
I think we did talk about this a while back. Yeah.
So now they've got, you know, it's that typical story, start in your garage, and now more money than you can account.
Wow.
I'm really sad. I can't believe that they got to do, I mean, Sapporo's, they bought everything.
Sapporo's a big company, but Stone is a big company. It's everywhere,
it's
at least in San Diego County.
No,
it's
restaurants
everywhere. And markets. And
yeah,
and,
so that's.
Well, you want to talk about big companies selling big company. I can bring it back around to off-roading. This last week, Polaris sold Transamerica. And
what
they
is
bought Transamerica is huge. It is Transamerica bought Four Wheel Parts. They bought I can't even think of all the other ones that Transamerica owns right now.
And then
Four Wheel Parts is a big.
Then they sold it.
They just sold it. So Polaris has had it for a year? I think maybe 2 years, maybe since Polaris bought it. But it's a multi-billion-dollar corporation. Oh, of course you say that, and I just had it in my mind to announce it, and now I can't.
Okay, see, you hit your head one more time. You're only good for one more bop.
Shh.
You're only good for one.
I know.
Full face helmet.
I know.
We're going to get your full face helmet, I'm telling you.
My next concussion could be my last.
I know, but at least you won't remember it.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Although if that happens to me, just take me out to the desert
and leave me.
Let me walk.
We're going to take you to the bombing range.
Oh, yeah. The equivalent of the Eskimos.
Exactly. Exactly. You could be a street sign.
Yeah.
Did anybody pick it up or is it
good? Yeah, no, it's sold.
But they're not shutting up all these businesses down.
Corporation purchased the whole thing.
As soon as we go off air, you'll figure it out.
Oh, yeah. We'll have the whole story then.
Hey, have you ever been to Cooley's Museum on Park Boulevard?
No.
What do you mean, no? How
long
have you
never,
lived?
I didn't know.
How long have you lived in this town?
You just asked me that, and I didn't even know about this place. How have I not been to this auto museum? Because I love auto museums. I've been to all of them. I've been to the Train Museum out in Boulevard. I've been to
the Truck Museum out in Boulevard.
I've been to the one in downtown, which has the McLaren, and it has the, what's the one that they hid in 007?
Aston Martin.
Yeah.
Have you been to the auto museum?
I've been to the auto museum.
When last?
San Diego Four Wheel Parts or San Diego Four Wheelers meeting.
When you were three?
No.
A
few months ago.
Well,
like
we're
gonna
beat up on the owner because she's coming up next, and if you want to find out everything there is to know about that museum,
which is just so cool.
I know. You should be there. They just got a DeLorean. And they have the electric Buick that you didn't know about that ran up the I-15.
No, I didn't know about that. We were just talking about
that. You should get your picture taken in that car. All right. We're out of here. SDRC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
With Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit SDORC.org. That's SDORC.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.
This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.